I was very fortunate, had a great father, and understood what the world was and what Little Rock was, and had been through it. And I could give you a lot of background, but I'll fast forward to, I think I was a 15-year-old. We played at War Memorial Park, which doesn't exist anymore. I mean, the golf course has been shut down. But it was open without fences, and you could walk across. If you wanted to go from one side of town to the other and you're walking, you could walk right straight through the golf course, and many people did. You know, and just cut across to get to the mall from west to east to south. But we were playing pretty close to where the expressway is now, maybe hole number 9. And I'd hit my drive in the fairway, and my dad had teed off, and we were walking. We always walked, carried our bags. And here came a young black boy across the field, and I was like, "Dad, we better hurry up. He's going to get our golf balls." And he looked at me, "Why do you think he's going to get his golf?" "Well, he's black." And, I mean, my father's face turned beet red. He says, "You come with me." And I mean, he was mad. And we got to our balls, and he hollered at the boy, says, "Would you like to hit some golf balls?" "Yeah, never hit a golf ball." And he came over, and my dad emptied out my bag of all my golf balls, emptied out his bag of all of his golf balls, and gave the boy a 7-iron. Of course, he gave him a lesson how to hold it, how to swing. There wasn't anybody around. And he started hitting golf balls. And, I mean, he hit them in every direction. I mean, there wasn't an aiming point. He hit them everywhere. Hugged my dad, thanked him, thought, so that was a lot of fun. And he went on his way, and he looked at me, and he says, "Son, pick them up." That pretty much ended the golf round. It took me about 30 minutes to chase down all those golf balls from every direction that he'd hit them. And then we had a talk on the way home, and I was convicted.